During a long, murky war in Colombia, warlords who emerged to fight rebels became some of the most feared people in the country. Over the last year, some of those warlords who led paramilitary groups have been extradited to the United States, which sees the men in another light as notorious cocaine traffickers. Now those extraditions have ended, blocked by Colombia's Supreme Court, which says sending the warlords away has deprived victims at home of justice. From Bogota, NPR's Juan Ferrero explains.
For years, Colombia has been gripped by a drug-fueled conflict. Marxist rebels have tried to take power. Right-wing paramilitary groups, illegal militias with close links to Colombia's army, fought to stop them. That is until 2006, when the paramilitaries finished laying down their arms in government demobilization ceremonies. Special judicial hearings were then staged to deliver justice to the victims of war crimes. The offer to paramilitary commanders was leniency in exchange for a truthful recounting of how they ordered assassinations and massacres. But today, the ambitious reconciliation effort is in disarray after the government extradited 15 top paramilitary commanders. The extraditions last year were big news here. President Álvaro Uribe told the country the commanders had not cooperated with investigators.
Otros no cooperaban debidamente con la justicia.
He said they continued committing crimes, from drug trafficking to murder. But don't tell that to Bella Enriquez. Enriquez is a biologist who works in a government lab, where she recently explained how she studies mosquitoes. 25, well-educated and ambitious, hers is a future filled with promise. But like thousands of Colombians, she can't let go of the past. She's obsessed with finding out as much as she can from the paramilitaries who murdered her father. She said it's a driving necessity. In testimony 2 years ago, one of the commanders, Hernán Giraldo, confessed to ordering her father's murder. But she says the details were scant and that the testimony didn't mean that justice was served. And then Giraldo was extradited. Michael Reed says Giraldo and the other paramilitary commanders took with them a treasure trove of historical information about the links between Colombia's elite and the paramilitaries. Reed is a lawyer with the International Center for Transitional Justice, a New York group that studies the efforts to unravel Colombia's war crimes.
Basically, a political decision was made to trump human rights investigations and prosecutions with drug trafficking prosecutions.
In a recent ruling, Colombia's Supreme Court said the extradited commanders have not been able to continue cooperating from American jails. Augusto Ibáñez is president of the court.
Si cambian las circunstancias y se ofrece la solución a los procesos colombianos, se garantiza los derechos de la víctima.
Ibáñez said the court would only restart extraditions once the U.S. ensures that extradited warlords comply first with Colombian investigations. William Brownfield, the American ambassador in Bogota, said the U.S. is working to cut red tape.
Clearly, the Supreme Court laid out that problem for us, and I have some ideas, and we are working some ideas to solve it.
Soothing music plays at a house where Bel Enriquez meets with others whose fathers were also killed by the paramilitaries. She says they get together to fight for justice, to guarantee that the atrocities don't ever happen again. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.